Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the June 18th meeting of the Portland City Council. Carl, would you please call the roll?
Fish, Saltzman.
Here.
Novick, Fritz.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Commissioner Fish is on vacation, and we expect Commissioner Novick shortly. Welcome, everybody. We have some communications items up front, and then we have the rest of the regular agenda. If you're here to speak on a communications item, you'll be called shortly. If you're here to speak on a regular item, those will proceed in order after that. If you're representing an organization, please let us know that and what organization you're representing. If you're speaking for yourself, just need to give us your name. No need to give us your address. Tradition of the council is that if you support somebody's point of view, give them a hand wave or a thumbs up or something, but we ask that you not have any vocal demonstrations on regular council calendar items so that everybody has a chance to have their say. If you have any materials to distribute, please give them to our council clerk and she'll get them to us. So with that, welcome everybody, and unless there are any pre-gavel announcements, we'll start with the first communications item.
Item 621, request of Ruthie Benjamin to address council regarding in memory of hayseed. She contacted me this morning and is not able to make it.
Oh, okay. All right, and 622, please.
Request of Melissa Egan to address council regarding affordable housing for LGBT elders.
Melissa, here this morning? Oh, okay, we're 0 for 2, unfortunately. All right, let's go ahead with the rest. I see Mr. Levinson here.
623, request of Will Levinson, Human Access Project, to address council regarding Willamette River access.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome.
Thank you. So I want to warn you, I sent out a warning shot and we'll be singing you guys a song this morning.
Just that's quite all right. Just don't ask us to sing along. It would go downhill from there. If we
thought of that.
You're welcome to, though. You're absolutely welcome to.
Thank you.
So I was invited. It was suggested that I testify on behalf of the Willamette River and Willamette River Access from Josh and Gail in your office. So just out of respect for their opinion that it would be something that would be positive for our cause for the Willamette River, that is why I'm here today. The Human Access Project was just formed officially a year ago. A lot of people know us from the big float event. It's a group inner tube float of the Willamette River. First year, we had 1,000 people participate. We've grown by 25% each year, and we're expecting 3,000 people on the river in 2014. Dates July 27th. Outside of the big float, our accomplishments include removing 140 tons of concrete from what we're calling Audrey McCall Beach on the east side of the Hawthorne Bridge. That was accomplished by hand. The only way we got permission from the 7 different agencies we had to get approval from was to remove it by hand. Each piece of concrete weighed about 25 pounds. Over the course of 3 years, we moved 140 tons of concrete, which is about the weight of 30 elephants, and the result is we've created a beach there. And what I really am proud of is that we can now look at that area in the context of it being a beach rather than just an area that's strewn with concrete. And ultimately, it just kind of disgusted me that the shores of the Willamette were cared for so poorly. Tom Van Dell up next is going to be waving his time to us. We can sing the song, and I'm joined by Lisa Reinhart. I guess I'd just like, if you guys could, to contemplate, imagine a city that spent $1.4 billion to improve its largest public open space and then provided little or no access to get to it. That's what we've done in Portland. And ultimately, we are not going to stop our work. The vision of our organization is a city in love with its river. We are not going to start working until Portland is in love with its river. The more water edge access opportunities we can create to the Willamette River, the sooner people will fall in love with the Willamette River, because the magic of rivers happens at the water's edge. This thing that maybe the next is for you guys to consider, possibly, is in context of the Superfund site. It's really hard for people to care about the Superfund site, potentially, if they don't care about the river. To the extent we can get people engaged in the river, care about the river, help them understand that there's hope for the river, there is a lot of work to be done at the river. But at this point, according to EPA, Oregon Health Authority, Bureau of Environmental Services, both local riverkeeper organizations, the Willamette is perfectly safe for swimming. So now I'm going to share a Willamette River anthem that I wrote with board member Tom Van Dell, who waived his time. And thank you for indulging us with this song.
Thank you.
I fell into a dream one day of a town where I could swim and play, that loved its river just like the land, the Cascade Mountains, the coast, and micro beer, because we love beer more than the river. It's ridiculous. I'm a river hugger, Willamette River lover. Your sparkling pride makes me come alive. Roll on, my friend, roll on. Brother, take me back to days gone by, when the Grand Ronde tribes and the salmon thrived. No dams, barges, bridges, or cars, just canoes and oars and swimming under stars. I'm a river hugger, Willamette River lover. Your sparkling pride makes me come alive. Roll on, my friend, roll on. Willamette Falls, our proud number two. Outside of Niagara, no one's larger than you. Would you ever guess that our river has tides always lowest when the full moon shines so bright? I'm a river hugger, Willamette River lover. Your sparkling pride makes me come alive. Roll on, my friend, roll on. What if years from now children cry, reading history and asking why you and I didn't draw a line in the sand, didn't have the guts to care and take a stand, just to care, the guts just to care. I'm a river hugger, Willamette River lover. Your sparkling pride makes me come alive. Roll on, my friend, roll on. Let's make Portland shine, there's work to be done. Now's the time, we've already begun. So put on your suit and join in the scene. Get into your river, jump in, Rip City sing. I'm a river hugger, Willamette River lover. Your sparkling pride makes me come alive. Roll on, my friend, roll on.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's break the rules and thank you for your music. Woody Guthrie would recognize the tradition here, so well done. Thank you.
Thank you. And so consider joining us on July 12th when we're going to be doing another Unrock the Bowl event, where we pick up riprap rock from the Water's Edge Atomical Bowl under every piece of riprap rock that has been kind of ignored over the last 30 years as it's migrated down to the Water's Edge. Is sand. So we're just going to pick them up and create a beach slowly but surely. And we're going to be having the unveiling of poetry at the beach under the Markham Bridge, where we got permission from Department of State Lands, Army Corps of Engineers, and we're working with parks to create a new access point to a perfectly nice sandy beach under the Markham Bridge. We're going to be putting children's poetry inscribed on top of these rocks to hopefully help people contemplate the relationship with the Willamette River and slow them down. But ultimately, Superfund is a big issue. The sooner we can get people to fall in love with the Willamette River, the less resistance there will be from the public, and there is the public is certainly going to have a big say in this. So at this point for the big float, there's not one city dollar going into any of the projects that we're currently participating in, Office of Healthy Working Brewers used to. And even though the Bureau of Environmental Services prominently features the big float on their homepage, so, they weren't able to find $2,500 to have an on-site presence to promote their big pipe project this year, which was really disappointing. But in either case, we're available. I'd love to meet with any of you guys if you're interested in helping us out in our pursuit to create better human access and help Portland fall in love with Portland's largest public open space, the river that's home to 65% of Oregon's population, Willamette River. I have no shame in the fact that I love it. No shame.
We really appreciate your advocacy and your effort. And I won't be able to join you for the float on the 27th because I'll be out of town. But I'll see if I can't come help you with rocks again. It was fun helping the first time. One other note I've got to mention, just because it was a great synergy with what you're doing. We depend so much on working with nonprofits, yours included, to get things done. There's another great one that I just learned about called the Wind and Ore boat school that is teaching young men and women at risk of not finishing high school the skills of boat building. And they just launched a couple of their most recent boats, and they teach kids how to sail and row up at the Willamette Sailing Club. So if you haven't had a chance to check out the boats they built, pretty impressive work. And, of course, what it also does is gets those kids into the river, because when you learn to sail, you, of course, don't always stay upright.
Love it.
Other comments?
Well, thank you so much for your advocacy. I want you to know I scheduled my vacation in England this year so that I could come back and be part of the big float. So I will look forward to seeing you on the 27th.
Thanks very much. See you soon.